Saludos a nuestra gente and welcome to our new season of Latina Theory, a Spanglish podcast sin vergüenzas. I'm your host, Maria Isa, along with my co-host,
Jessica, a.k.a. Dr. J. We are two proud Minnesotanas, a Chicana
and a Boricua, proud of where we come from and where we are now.
We are here to create a dialogue focused on Latinx opinions regarding current events, health, politics, race, edutainment,
and a music playlist asazonado with Latinx contemporary, alternative, soul, hip-hop, reggae, reggaeton, cumbia, R&B, salsa, ritmos afro-latinx y más.
Estás escuchando Latina Theory, un podcast sin vergüenzas.
Chamaquito ve, chamaquito ve. Yo quiero saber dónde usted estaba tanto rato. Tú eres muy embustero y más vivo que un gato. Pero a mí tú no me podrás engañar. Chamaquito ve, renecito ve. Que yo quiero saber dónde tú estaba tanto rato. Tú eres muy embustero, ay, y más vivo que un gato. Pero a mí tú no me podrás engañar. Muchacho lindo, mi muchachito, ven y dime la verdad. Se fue a jugar a la cocina con la hija y la vecina. Y él ganó y ella perdió. Y eso fue lo que pasó. Él ganó y ella perdió. Eso fue lo que pasó. Muchacho, ¿qué hacías tú tanto rato en la cocina?
Jugando, mamá, jugando con la hija de la vecina.
Pero ese niño, ¿qué hacías tú tanto rato en la cocina?
Jugando, mamá, jugando con la hija de la vecina.
Tú, yeah.
Al gallo y a la gallina,
que tanto rato en la cocina.
Al gallo y a la gallina,
que no me venga tu mentira.
Al gallo y a la gallina,
ay, que con la hija y la vecina.
Al gallo y a la gallina,
pero al gallo y a la gallina.
Al gallo y a la gallina.
We're back, mi gente, after a sabbatical.
Girl, it was like three sabbaticals in one.
No, girl, it was like two babies born in a pandemic. My daughter about to turn three.
Yeah, I got married.
Yeah.
I mean, we have other really exciting news. I just can't wait for you to formally announce it on this platform. What are you up to?
I am running for state representative for the House in District 65B here in Minnesota. Shout out to downtown St. Paul. Shout out to Lower Town. Shout out to a little bit of West 7th and the best sides, the West Sides, from the West Side of St. Paul and West St. Paul. For those of y'all who know, you know. And if you don't know, well, holler at me.
Yes, that's so exciting. I'm so happy for you, your family, for the community. I mean, ultimately, right? Because it's a office of service, and there's no one, I think, better to lead 65B than you. So,
ooh, it is a run. Speaking about run, we've been running things. We haven't been on the air, and that's because we're just running as mujeres. We're running for office. We're running campuses. We're running, we're running the casas, right?
Households, that's the new little baby, just turned 2 months, sneezing in the background, so.
Hi, Emilio.
Yeah, you know, I think with the pandemic, I was just noticing all these new podcasts popping up, one after the other, and they're great. Content's great. I've been,
definitely,
you know, getting my life with them. And I'm like, when were we ever going to fit this in? But we had to come back to it, you know? I think Latina Theory is a labor of love for ourselves, for the community, for these national conversations we're interested in getting involved with. So
that's right.
That's why we decided to come back together.
And our fans. I mean, the fan mail is real. We have so many folks, not just here in Minnesota in the Midwest, but nationally. Nationally, that have networked and that have written us to say, when are you guys coming back? And can you please come back? And so, hey, we are here. Estamos aquí. And we appreciate your patience and your understanding, because it's lucha. And pero la lucha sigue. And here we are, right? Pa'lante.
Absolutely, absolutely, yeah. I know I've been seeing those DMs and the emails, and I see them, and then at 2 a.m. when I'm feeding a kid, I'm like, oh, we should reply to that. And I write it in my head. So if you have DM'd us, or you got an email out to us and we haven't responded, I've responded in my head. I just haven't sent anything. So we'll get to it, but I'm excited for what we have planned and the things we've been dreaming up for coming back. So
yes.
But first, let's talk a little bit about this run. It's huge, you know. I mean, it's a sacrifice for yourself, for your family, in terms of just time, labor. You put an amazing team together. So tell me, like, why'd you decide to run ultimately?
Because the time is here and the time is now, and that's what we're going to keep saying. I've been a part of District 65B my entire life. I know every corner, you know, and now with the redistricting that's happened, it's creative even more of community for me. And I know a lot of folks that are running may not feel the same for their districts, but for mine, I feel like it's really bridging the communities that raised me together with the opening of West St. Paul and so much. Yeah, Emilio, tell me all about it. Tell me all about it, papito. And I'm running for our future, mujer. I'm running for that little beautiful Afro-Latinx Chicanito boy in your arms right now. You know, our daughters. We need so much in our communities. And we talk about national work, but we got to step it up locally. When we step it up locally, then it's a domino effect to connect these, you know, networks nationally and let them know what we're doing in building these blocks. And that's what this pandemic's been a lot about, survival and recognizing where we do need to step up to the plate. I've felt that the work that I do has always been political as an artist. But what they're missing at that Capitol is the lens of an artist, the lens of a youth worker that's a cultural community organizer, the lens of someone that shows up because we were raised that way. And it's not that we just woke up one day to say, hey, this needs to change. No, we've been doing what we've been doing to try to change things, to try to fight things. We've been surviving a pandemic. We've been surviving uprising with police violence and brutality, the injustices of healthcare not being affordable or accessible for all our gente in this state. Mm-hmm. And let's talk also about, you know, economic development and housing and where that leads when we talk about our BIPOC communities and education, punto. Mm-hmm. Our education. That's number one.
Shout out to the Minneapolis teachers that are on strike right now.
Uepa.
Those of you that are local, we're here with you in spirit on the picket lines. Those of you that aren't here, definitely check it out. You know, similar to Chicago's teachers going on strikes, the Minneapolis teachers, particularly teachers of color, have pushed and pushed and pushed for the young people, you know, and to remind folks, when these teachers are on strike, they're not getting paid. Nope. They have families of their own. And nope. So it's a great sacrifice that they're doing, you know, not for their jobs only, but for the students, for mental health resources, etc. So definitely education's huge. Let's run it back and talk a little bit about this redistricting. You know, all over the nation, we see redistricting. We see an attack on the right to vote.
Mm-hmm.
Even here in Minnesota, the redistricting caused one of the only Latina
In the Senate
to be essentially redistricted out of her district.
Yeah.
Melissa Friends. And so for you, it kind of expanded some things, but how are you looking at your community now with this redistricting?
I'm looking at it in an angle. We lost in District 65B. We lost a part of the district that's West End community. And shout out to our community of West Enders in St. Paul that were a part of the campaign and are still volunteering, you know, because they got mad love and they're still engaged in the process, but they can't vote for me. But we gained West St. Paul. So now This is history because District 65B has never had two counties. Now we've got two counties with Ramsey County of St. Paul, Dakota County of West St. Paul. We have two city councils. Mm-hmm. We have two mayors. You know, we also have other folks that were representing that part of the district that's no longer part of their districts that have shifted now into a new district. And they're concerned that, oh, you know, Maria, are you going to care about West St. Paul and just focus on St. Paul issues? And absolutely not. There's only a border that had divided me growing up from West St. Paul. My parents, my childhood home, literally where my parents still live, is across the street from that line. You know, if you go on this side of Annapolis, you're on Ramsey. If you go across the street, you're on Dakota. So that what that meant is that it just divided folks who go shopping and go to the clinics, but we're still there. I mean, I think my zip code actually growing up was the West St. Paul zip code, but we were still on the west side part of St. Paul. So what this means is that we're going to have to work with two different school districts. We're going to have to work with two different organizations of environmental justice. Okay, we've got a whole large expansion, but I love it. I am excited about that. Where I see most folks that have been a little challenged, so to say, more challenged about that or feeling a little bit nerve-stricken because they may not know a part of that side. Mm-hmm. I mean, they may be engaged in a city that they don't know. Mm-hmm. And I feel confident because I know about the city of West St. Paul, and what I don't know about, I'm working closely with the folks that have endorsed me, folks that are working now, having conversations that have been representative of that side of the district that are no longer because of the redistricting, and communication and conversations with our communities. And a lot of folks, specifically our folks of color, but specifically our BIPOC and our Latinx communities, they're excited. Because this is a historical monument for not just myself and my candidacy, but to uplift more candidates from BIPOC communities to say, let's work together. And that's something that has me very, very excited. I feel like Selena, and shout out Selena, the movie, it's coming out 25 years.
Muy excited. I know, I'm all like, do I brace the COVID? I guess pandemic's over. That's what people are telling me. Yeah. I don't believe it.
Yeah.
But I'm like, ooh, I could go see Selena in the theater.
Put your mask on.
Put my mask, buy like that popcorn. But yeah, I'll figure it out. I might just.
Well, we could do a screening here.
Yeah, at the casa. No, but in terms of districting, you know, of course it's important. It matters for so many political reasons, for funding, etc. But we always live life sin fronteras, so mm-hmm. It makes sense you've been in and out of these borders. Let's talk a little bit about the team you built, because I think so often we look at individual candidates and you know, your name is on the flyer and the button and your face is there, but really it's a team. And that's the message that you've been running from before you were even running for office, but just I know, you know, the way you are as an educator, the way you are as a performer, it's about the band, it's about the team, it's about the community. Yep. So tell us about this team and how do you all get together? What is it like?
Yeah, you know, how we get together is there was a call. This just didn't happen like I'm gonna run. This was more of the work was being done within the Puerto Rican hurricane relief, within us showing up for our students as educators, you know. And voter registration within our Latino community. And so the team, shout out to our big union, you know, fighter, Felipe Illescas, who's been on the front line at the state lobbying for our gente and our workers. And shout out to Samantha Nicole Diaz, who's, you know, bridging a large gap that needs to be discussed on education. But so shout out to Samantha Diaz, the Jersey Boricua. You know, we've got the Primo Ryan on board, who's been doing a lot of the field work and making sure that our gente are coming out to vote. We've got convention coming up this weekend for the endorsement that I am fighting and working my nalgas off. and regardless of what happens, we're going to continue to fight and bust a move, you know, because that's what it's about. It's about movimiento. we can talk heavily about the support with our treasurer. Shout out to Marisa, you know, Saez's son, who is, everybody knows her from the U.S.-Cuban Artists Exchange. But this is a movement of folks that have been doing grassroots work to now professional levels, from state work to international work, and bridging that. These are the experts of our circles that need to be making policy and that are providing spaces and platforms and that are my fuel. You know, I'm so proud. And you, Mujer, you know, you've been here for us, but también, you know, I just want to shout that out. And our chair, we've got wonderful Andre Fisher, who's a mentor. And let's also talk about, you know, the outreach that goes out with my girl and my hermana from CEP, Community Equity Project, who's an alumni with class of 2019 with me, Estefania Nia Navarro, who's like, girl, my rock when it comes to this field, because we've been inside that capital just as concerned citizens and non-citizens as DACA students, because she's DACA, fighting for the rights for our gente to have equity. And it's a long, we got a lot of supporters, but shout out to everybody that's endorsed us in Comunidad. Shout out to the West Side, the new West St. Paul lead on the campaign, you know, Lead C. Rosales. And we're rocking. And I'm excited for convention on Saturday.
Yeah, I love that. So, you know, I think a lot of people are getting more and more involved in politics, especially just with the way that politicians are turning more to folks in the BIPOC community or new immigrant populations. I think of like AOC, for example, right? I mean, she's even got like a Vogue tutorial on how to do her lipstick, right? Talk about really hitting different pockets.
Yeah.
And I love when I see, you know, you're out with the youth, the young folks. But can you just break down a little bit what convention is for people that might not know, and just demystify the process a little bit?
So convention is basically like the show before primaries, which is in August. And it's all of our caucus goers that signed up to be delegates. And there's a lottery that picks our delegates. And that is the gente that speaks in for to the rules and regulations for the endorsement from the DFL party, because that's what we're seeking endorsement from, to say this is why we're here. To show support to Maria Isa Perez Hedges. This is why she deserves to be the state rep. It's really the point of the community and the party to label who they want to represent as their state rep. So it's coming from the voice of the people that signed down their names, Mujer, in support of my run. You know, you can run without an endorsement. Okay, let me put that there. You can also run by just being a concerned citizen. Everybody can run. If you're a citizen and a concerned citizen and want to help folks that aren't citizens, like I say, is a part of my platform también, this is where it's at. This is a historical monument for a convention, because we had caucus that happened February 1st, where folks sign up to be delegates to make sure that you get the endorsement for the party, right? And for caucus, the DFL, for the first time in history, opened it up for non-citizens who are living in the state of Minnesota to be able to sign up to be a delegate. They also had folks that may have a felony on their record still, or maybe on probation on paper, to be able to be delegates. That's a huge step, specifically for our BIPOC communities, when we see the levels of who's showing up to vote and who feel that they can't. And I'm excited to open that up when it comes to the actual election, to have a right to do that.
That's beautiful. You know, I mean, I think it's decades upon decades of folks organizing, folks like Jason Soul, right? Mm-hmm. And folks pushing against Ban the Box for previously incarcerated people, to see all these things come together, you know, like you said at the beginning, right? The time is now. So definitely. What I want to know, though, is, you know, so Maria and I had a little play date with our daughters the other day. Actually, it was International Women's Day.
It was.
And my Carmencita Louisa left and Garvin wakes up every day wondering when Louisa's coming back to play. But I was looking at the two of them and I was just thinking, you know, me and Maria, we've known each other since high school.
Deep, right?
Like, I mean, sometime we got to tell the story of the podcast of how
That's
we really
right.
got to know each other.
Yep.
We'll just say Minnesota white racism.
Yep. That's right. For sure. I'm the target. Punto.
Yep. But,
and you're, and wait, let me drop this before you go. And she's a badass spoken word poet, también.
Oh, yeah.
So we got to bring that up. But I'm sorry to cut you off. I just got to let them know that you are fire with words and bars.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
But I was looking at them and thinking about your run. And, you know, I'm just curious. There's so many things that people want from you when you're running. Mm-hmm. But what do you want for yourself and your daughter? Like, you know, I mean, like, bring it real close to home. So, yes, you have your platform. Mm-hmm. You know, you're interested in healthcare and housing and these things. But, like, when you look at your daughter, why are you running?
I'm running for my daughter. I'm running for our daughters. I'm running for our generation of young children that are going to be young mujeres and young men too. And I'm running for equity and our respect, and that they don't have to be living in the traumas that we have survived, and that they recognize that we're mujeres breaking cycles, doing our best to break cycles and not peddling cycles that have led us to a route of injustice. A route of feeling, you know, betrayal, of feeling abuse of the sexist society that we're living in, of this racist society that we're living in. And we come from, you know, villages and communities that have been colonized by patriarchy to make it seem that we don't have a right to do this. And I'm doing this when I look at my daughter every day and sacrificing también our lunches at times, you know, but also making our lunches so that she knows that she's number one at the end of the day and that I'm doing this for her, is that, hey, there can't be folks that say a change is coming if they're still doing the same thing that's not allowing change to grow. Mm-hmm. And that's the platform right there. What do I need in community? What do I do? Just, you know, what I always tell my folks that are around and my team, I'm like, look out for my daughter, you know, protect my daughter, because she's running too. And that's something I learned with my mother. My mother didn't run for office, but everything that my mother did, I was a part of.
I'm like, your mother ran office.
She did. That's right. She didn't run for office. She ran them.
Uh-huh.
So it's important whether you are a woman who are running for office or teaching or have a business or a mother at home that is full-time at home, that's a job within itself, girl. That's two jobs in one on top of everything else you're doing economically to stay afloat and raise your family. Your daughter's there with you, and she's going to grow up to be a woman with the blessings of our creators and our orishas. You know, she's going to be what she wants to be. And that's what I want to influence, is that you can do what you want to do, but it's going to take a lot of hard work. It's going to take accountability. It's going to take action. And it's going to take a circle of folks, a village of folks, of support ground. Because like you said, this isn't just Maria running. This is like, yo, we are here to uplift what our ancestors had planted. And some of them didn't even have the opportunity to plant. They had to disconnect. So I'm here to also bridge that connection to get what we deserve, so that we can fight. Not even fight, so that we can live with justice.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Thrive. Before we kick it to our next song, where can folks go to learn more about your campaign, your platform? Where can they go to support you?
Yes, you can learn more at Mariaisa, MariaIsa.org, mariaisa.org. And reach out how you'd like to reach out. Remember, you don't have to live in the district to be supportive. You don't have to live in the state to be supportive. So if you're tuning in from outside, hey, I'm one of those folks that I make sure that AOC gets a little donation from me when I can, because I know that her leadership is important and I want her to be president maybe one day, you know?
I mean, she is my future president.
Right? That's right, right? Mm-hmm. So let's speak it into existence. I make sure that we're funding, you know, Stacey over in Georgia. Like, mm-hmm. this is about how can we support every bit of counsel, every dollar helps within the campaign. So feel free to learn more at our website and reach out at team@mariaissa.org directly for contact us directly via email.
That's what's up. Well, let's kick it to another song and we'll come back. We'll tell the folks kind of what we are dreaming about for this season on Latina Theory.
Estás escuchando Latina Theory, un podcast sin vergüenzas.
This isn't though, this is cruel. I just want back what I put into this, and then I'll keep moving. All of my chips on the table, 'cause I never got what I came for, not even till I am stable. I spend everything on you, spend my energy on you, put that loyalty on you. I ain't got nothing left, I'm in over my head. Now I'm barely breathing. You know you're the reason, just trying to break even. You must be used to me spending. Look now my rent money due. I spent everything fucking with you. Oh, you said you win some, you win some, you lose. All I got is rent money due. Fucking with you. I just want back what I came with. Ain't no sense throwing no shade. Pointing a finger and blame. Undo the wrist, soon as we kiss. Wasn't no even exchange. You treat everyone like they are famous. Every girl like she's the main chick. Amazing. I spend everything on ya. Spend my energy on ya. Put that loyalty on ya. I ain't got nothing left. I'm in over my head. Now I'm barely breathing. You know you're the reason. Just trying to break even. You must be used to me spending. Look now my rent money due. I spent everything fucking with you. Oh, you said you win some, you win some, you lose. All I got is rent money due. Fucking with you.
Goddamn, the rent money due. Tangeray spilling gin and juice. Feeling like I'm Snoop. Phone out, she recording just so she could get the proof. It was all good when we was in the mood, but I scratched that. Nothing on me regular. Louis Vuitton backpack. Chinks on, she ain't got on, she gotta match that. Focused on the future, I don't backtrack. That rent money due, I take credit. Cash debit, even cash app. 50s, we spend 100s, we stash that. It's hard to trust him, I want to stab that. Now I'm just looking past that. I hope you got your own. No more asking me where your cab at. Ask me what I'm mad at. Smoke it and then I pass that.
One more do you want from me?
Want from me?
You can't help my sanity.
No, no.
I gave you my best, there ain't nothing left. This can't be reality. I'm picking up the pieces of the puzzle here all by myself. Damn, I can't even wish you well. Look now my rent money due. Spent everything fucking with you. Oh, you said you win some, you win some, you lose. All I got is rent money due. Fucking with you.
Estás escuchando Latina Theory, un podcast sin vergüenzas.
Welcome back to Latina Theory. You just heard Rent Money by Mary J. Blige from her latest album.
Yes, girl. Woo!
I love that album. I was on the treadmill, laughing, crying, singing. Almost fell off.
Breastfeeding.
Yeah, all the things.
You'd be breastfeeding on the treadmill. That's what I'm just saying.
I have strapped that like baby ergo walk thing though on and put the baby in and try to get my steps in.
That's it.
It's like every way you can do it. You know, you just got to make it work. So.
Got that, you know, after birth glow where you're just, you know, like it's like he was just inside of you,
yes.
But now you're like, he's here. He's 2 months. I'm up all the time, but you still look amazing, Mujer.
Oh, I appreciate it.
That's right.
You know, I think the second kid, it's like, I'm just like, I never have to be pregnant again. I'm so excited. And I'm just trying to get my body back, not for like anything in terms of weight, but just like health. I had a hyperemesis, so I was throwing up 41 weeks.
Oh, girl.
So I'm just trying to, when I say get my health, my body back, I mean like get my vitamins, my minerals. You know, I did the Quarantena, which was really great, but every day, drink that water, hydrate skin. So anyways, I'm so glad we're back together. We're here chopping it up with everybody. You know, during the pandemic, like we said, a lot of people started podcasts. We didn't continue this. We took a break and we had a really good conversation. Like, is this something we want to keep doing? We love it. But Maria and I, you know, for those of you that check your podcast and are like, when's the next episode? Our goal is to try to put something out once a month. You know, we don't have interns. We are doing this amongst all the things you've been hearing us talk about. And so once a month seems like something we could do. It's for ourselves, right? And
yeah, let's just say like, this. If you get 2 in 1 month, un regalito. If you get once a month,
bonus.
There you go, you know? Yeah. And we appreciate you guys riding with us on this wave. This is therapy. This is, you know, goals and just also an opportunity for two comadres to be able to chit-chat and have a conversation at the mesa with some cafecito.
Exactly. We talked 2 hours before we hit record, so, you know, you got the tail end. But, yeah, we got some good things. You know, we're trying to bring a photojournalist, a Latina photojournalist, in the next few months. We really want to do a podcast. We've been talking for a long time, dedicated to motherhood, to birth work particularly. Yep. You know, we have a lot of friends in the doula, midwife, and birthing community who are doing a lot of advocacy work around that, particularly around mortality, looking in the Black and Latina and Indigenous communities. So we got some good things planned.
That's
right. We got some good things that we're planting seeds for the future for summer and fall. So definitely keep coming back. Check us out.
Stay tuned. Stay tuned.
In the meantime, next time we talk, you might be fully endorsed. I mean, let's be real, you're about to be.
Let's get this. Let's go. Let's go. I want to also tell folks that have been Twittering and like DMing me on IG about music. The work in music is always there. Always. I'm over here.
That's your job.
That's my job. You don't tell a doctor if he leaves his practice or she leaves her practice or an abogada because they're running. Like, let me just tell you, okay, you can Google the salary that's made at the state rep, and I'm not there yet. So I'm still working and I'll still be performing and doing everything on top of this because mujeres are awesome and we're super women and I appreciate the community around. But girl, I just got a Modelo commercial. Shout out to Yimmy.
Yes.
Producer Yimmy, our song El Pari scored the new Modelo beer.
I'm all like,
commercial.
Do we get beer too?
You know, we'll soon see. We'll soon see. Yeah. I know you're going to get your little beards. Good for the breast milk.
Right? You might get my pumping game up.
Pump game up. Oh, man.
Well, felicidades. Thank you. That's amazing.
Yeah, we're going to do some great events happening too within the politics and music with some folks. Shout out to Attorney General Keith Ellison. We got a party coming up because it's going to be state efforts, you know, from El Bloque, from El Barrio, all the way to the lakes of the native land of Minnesota.
That's what's up. Well, if you're not following us, follow us on the Instagram. We're going to try to keep posting things. You just might get a bunch of baby pictures. But no, for real, try to follow us on Instagram. We're also on the Facebook. But who's on that anymore?
I mean, girl, I'm on everything when I have time to be on everything. Right. Be on everything. You know what? We're on everything. So everything is everything, like Lauryn Hill sang. And we appreciate you guys tuning in with Latina Theory, us as amazing people in this amazing village full of love, cariño, and children. About the babies, y'all. So
we got that note. Let us know what last song is we're saying our outro to.
Mismo Amor by Julieta Venegas.
All right, y'all. Peace.
See you next time. Pa'lante.
Estás escuchando Latina Theory.
Estás aquí, pero no sé si estoy feliz. Me dices cosas que no siento sean verdad. Algo no está y no lo puedo definir. Tú
se confunde cada vez más. Sé, aunque me digas que todo va a estar bien.
Nuestros cuerpos parecían uno solo, calentaba.